The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
So, Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie is with us and has last minute deals available. You've got one next week, which I'm sure as soon as you give it, it'll probably be snapped up, Sarah. But tell us about weekends available in Bordeaux this coming weekend and the following weekend.
Hi, Matt. Airfares are really, really good for the next couple of weeks. In fact, right into October to Bordeaux. And I had a quick look today and it's 23 degrees at the moment. And for the next week or 10 days, it looks really good, all over 20 degrees. So I thought it might be a nice kind of change because a lot of the flights to the Canaries and places like that are quite expensive. So you're looking at €32 return from Dublin, depending on whether you pick 7 days or 4 or 5 nights. They're daily flights from Dublin up to €45, and their return flights at Ryanair at €33 from Cork. I know people always tell me I'm not giving enough Cork flights. So really great value for the next couple of weeks. I just priced it based on a 5-night stay in a hotel. There's a popular hotel there, centrally located, the manager, Hotel Bordeaux Gare Saint-Jean. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but that's €235. So for €280, you have a 5-night break in Bordeaux. So you could do a couple of nights in the city. You could do a trip out to the beach, maybe at Arrochon Bay. It's about an hour away. Or, of course, you could go and get all to Saint-Emilion and all these lovely wine villages as well if you want to do something like that.
That sounds like terrific value. Okay, then you're going into October. And what's the first one you've got for us in October?
Yeah, I picked Cambrils near Salou there in Spain. It's a really nice spot, a great foodie town, the foodie capital of that region. And it tends to get a lot of families during the summer months because lots of campsites and stuff like that there. But there are some really nice hotels and it's nice for a couple in October. Flights again, really, really cheap flights, €100 from Dublin, €118 from Cork, €153 from Shannon, a little bit more. And you can also go from Knock, but it's into Girona. The beauty of this is the flights from Dublin, Cork or Shannon, they're into Reus Airport. It's literally 15 minutes down the road and you're there. And again, lots of nice 4-star hotels. There's one particularly good one, the Adult Only Instance Boutique Hotel. It's top rating. I think it's number one on TripAdvisor. Purely adult only. You're looking there for about €373 for a full week with your flights in October. And of course, you've Barcelona, Tarragona, lots of opportunities for day trips around that area as well.
Now, you've got a winter break that you've identified, not for the month of December, but one that you could book now for November or for January, Las Vegas.
Yeah. Las Vegas. I mean, it's all the talk. It's, you know, we've been waiting for direct flights for so long and they're still really good value. I'm quite surprised that the flight prices are still quite low. Aer Lingus are flying, for anybody who doesn't know now, 3 times a week from the end of October. And so direct flights, and they're 448 return. Now, I found that on lots of dates, 16th of November, the 11th of January. So Saturday to Thursday. So gets your kind of weekend in as well. And I picked a really nice property there, the Signature at the MGM Grand. They're kind of deluxe suites within the MGM Grand. And I think there might actually be 5-star. They're a good 4-star, if not. So for flights, direct flights and a 5-night stay there, you're looking at $786. And that's November or January.
That's extremely cheap. It is expensive when you get there. That's the only thing I will say, that the United States is expensive and Vegas is, because I confess I was there for a long weekend earlier this year. And one thing I would recommend to people to do, which we did, which was very expensive, but it was actually a trip of a lifetime, was to take a helicopter trip out into the Grand Canyon. And the sights are just absolutely magnificent going out. That was, to me, better than anything inside in Vegas, was actually taking that trip and going out for a half day out to the Grand Canyon via helicopter.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, that's your bucket list thing there. And I think 5 nights should be. I know that's a long flight, but at least for 5 nights, you will have a whole day to do that if you want to get out away from Vegas itself, you know, and do excursions like that.
Now, the Aer Lingus sale is on for September. There's up to 30% off Europe flights. And you've identified Lanzarote in January as providing what you see as good value.
Yeah, €142 return. And remember, the Aer Lingus flights include 10-kilo checked bag as well. So, you know, really, really cheap. Now, more expensive from Cork and Shannon, but 142 from 23rd of January. Lots of different options for accommodation, lots of cheap properties as well. But I picked the four-star Liguria Hotel, really, really popular hotel. Again, top rate on TripAdvisor, a good four-star. So for flights and a seven-night stay there, you're looking at 524 for a week. Or you can go all-inclusive, upgrade to all-inclusive with all your drinks and all your meals included for 710. And that's in a good hotel. So a nice way to beat the January blues.
And I see you have a weekend in Rome as well. And it's surprising to see that Aer Lingus, maybe because of the sale, that its flights are so much cheaper than Ryanair's. I thought Ryanair never allowed itself to get undercut on prices.
Oh yeah, well their sale is, they say up to 30% off flights from October to March, and their sale is on until next Monday, I think, so right through December to March. Now obviously not on every date, but again, Rome flights return €93, very, very cheap, and that's again including a 10 kilo check bag, so you could do a two night break there for less than €200. There's a four star hotel, the Principessa Isabella Hotel, it's in the centre of Rome, so €197 in total. So wouldn't that make just a gorgeous Christmas present? I know I'm probably be killed for mentioning the C word at this stage, but like €200 for a weekend in Rome, like that's Saturday to Monday, so really, really good.
But it is interesting, you have Ryanair from Cork, it's €169, so that's a good €76 more expensive than Aer Lingus, which does this thing about, you know, going out to Dublin ends up being cheaper for people, isn't it?
Well, it depends, I suppose. It's again, like there's daily flights from Dublin. There's, I think it's maybe not every day from Cork. Certainly, I think it's Ryanair from Cork on the 17th of January. That was a three-night stay for €169. I mean, the Bordeaux flights earlier and the Reus flights I mentioned earlier, they were both Ryanair. So again, I suppose it depends on when you travel and the route you're travelling to. But yeah, certainly the Aer Lingus sale is really, really one to watch at the moment.
Okay, and then you have the Christmas markets. We know from your previous contributions to this spot that you love them, and you've already planned out Vienna in November.
Well, I'm always asked for families for Christmas markets, and I tend to always recommend Copenhagen because of the Tivoli markets. But Vienna have introduced lots of new activities for families this year. So I just thought the flights are really, really cheap. And another thing about Vienna is their markets start much earlier than most other cities. So I picked out flights from the 15th of November to the 18th with Ryanair. It's a Friday evening flight. Now, it would mean you'd have to take the kids out of school for a day. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but anyway. but they're €140 per person. And then, so if you, for flights and a three-night stay in a four-star hotel, for a family of four, you're looking at €960. For a family of five, €1,368. And for a family of six, €1,500. So for three nights, and they've loads going on in Vienna. The main Christmas market has like a carousel, a Ferris wheel, an ice skating rink. And then there's another Christmas market opened at the Schönbrunn Palace. And that's loads of new things for kids as well. Ice skating is free for kids. And just thought for somebody looking for that little bit different, it's such a gorgeous city anyway, but also just that it has some activities for kids. I have a lot of the availability and the links and all listed on the website anyway. So all these deals are there for anybody who wants to check the dates and things like
and
that.
And then you've got early booking as well. You're looking forward to summer next year in Disney Orlando.
Yeah, this is a fantastic offer that comes out every single year around this time. Disney bring out this free drinks and free dining. And as you already mentioned, how expensive it is in the States, to get your free drinks and free dining is just fantastic. You have to stay on site in a Disney hotel. But like some of the rates are actually really, really good. There is similar price to what you pay in a motel on International Drive. Now, it depends on which hotel you choose. Some of the free drinks and free dining is like a kind of fast food type of places, one meal a day, one drink a day. Others, if you stay in the better hotels, you might get two meals and things like that. But it really is a great offer. And there's also a 10% off hotel and park tickets at the moment for next year as well. So for anybody thinking of Orlando for next summer, it's definitely the time to book. I just priced an example for a family of four from the 1st of June. So you've got flights included, 10 nights in a Disney hotel, 14-day Disney park passes, and your free dining and drinks. And it's $6,599 for a family of four. So most people would think that staying in Disney and all that would be way out of their price range, but it's actually not that much more if you get this offer, avail of this offer at the moment.
Not for now, Sarah, but there is a listener who raises a valid point that there are a lot of single parents parents who look, you know, it's expensive for them, particularly if they ended up getting charged the full amount as if there were two parents and more than one child. And that's something we might look at, deals in the future for single parents travelling with children. But for now, thank you very much, Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie, where you can find details of all of those deals.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.